flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Before we get into what a weird time this is for sports viewing at home, I should tell you happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
As someone that I spend so many hours with.
That's right, yeah.
And as someone who I think people assume I live with and do everything with.
They do.
Very odd, no matter where I'm at in America. Someone sees me. I'm on vacation in Florida. People are asking me, where's Danny? I don't know why.
So many states away.
He would be here. But happy Valentine's Day to you. As a show, we actually have some Valentines that we're going to be releasing on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter page, as well as on the Grant and Danny Facebook page that Darris is going to be posting. But our guy, Toby, behind the scenes, who's very sharp with graphics.
He is good.
He's one of these guys that's skilled with things in a way that you and I are not.
Correct.
And I think it's because of his youth. I think he grew up on computers and on the internet. Is that fair to say, Toby, that you're one of these guys that you have a bunch of skills because as a member of Gen Z, like you've just been around it your whole life?
I mean, yes and no. Like I didn't get my first phone until I was like 16. So it's not like I was just playing around with it when I was 8 years old, but I have general understanding of technology, I think a little bit better because of my age and just everything kind of geared towards me. So I think that plays into it.
Yeah, like he and I competing would be like Batman going against Bane. Remember when Bane's like, you adopted this technology. I was born in it. I was molded by it. There's a time in my life. I think now it's probably even sort of before internet and after. In fact, now it's probably a little bit more with after, but like there was a huge swath of my existence where it was the biggest deal in the world that our computer lab, I say that again, a computer lab at school, the place you'd go where the computers were, like someone could send an email to somebody else. And we could not believe that. Like the computer science professor and the other computer science teacher, like, sent a hello, and then it popped up on the other guy's screen, and we lost our minds. It was, like, the coolest thing I've ever seen. And now, of course, you know, Toby's making Valentine's on his cell phone.
Well, he's good at it.
Yes, he is.
And so we have decided, after he started playing around with some Valentine's themes today, that we would assign him with giving each of us a Valentine to make available for you guys, because you may not have gotten your wife or your husband, perhaps, a Valentine's Day card yet, and instead of having to stop by CVS on your way home or go to the store, if nothing else, we're givers on this show.
That's true, yeah.
And we want to give you guys the opportunity, by way of our Twitter account, 106.7 The Fan, and our Facebook account when we post these in a few minutes, the option of printing and cutting them out, and then you can just use that as your Valentine's Day gift. Do that, maybe go stop and get a chocolate or something. And now you're good.
Now you're a hero. Now you're original.
So, Toby, why don't we start with Darris, if you don't mind. What is the Darris Dameron Valentine going to say? And by the way, they look very professional. They're wonderful. You'll see these on our accounts in mere moments. Toby, why don't you start with the Darris Valentine?
It says, with a beautiful picture of Darris Dameron in the bottom right corner, it says, I'll never be allergic to you.
I'll never be allergic to you.
Yeah.
Or peanuts, as we found out about recently. Now, can we get an update on that, by the way? Have you actually eaten all of the things that you're not allergic to yet? Or are you still very scared about those?
So I have consumed some seafood. I've consumed shrimp and crab.
Seen that in New Orleans a couple times.
Yeah, it's been awesome to be able to get back into that bucket. Peanuts, we have not traversed down that.
So all the peanut butter cups that me and so many listeners gave you, you didn't eat any of those?
My dad and my sister ate all those.
Okay.
I have peanuts with me. Would you like a peanut?
I don't really have much interest in the peanut itself.
Okay.
Peanut butter, I would be, is more along what I'm looking for.
No, it's not, actually, because you've had months to try it.
You've had a long time to try.
Given you an immense amount of peanut butter along the way.
Yeah.
And you have swatted it away like you were Alex Saar at the rim.
Yeah, he gets a lot of blocks, so I guess I would be on par. Yeah, that sounds right.
Darius Wembanyama.
You have blocked more people than I have on Twitter this week.
Here we go.
Huh?
Go bot.
Darius, it is time, my friend. Do you have your EpiPen?
I don't. It's at home.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Two things about Darius. Yeah. One, he's not allergic to peanut butter yet, refuses to try it. And number two, hates carrying his EpiPen with him.
Oh, despises that.
Still allergic
that.
To a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want your EpiPen? Wherever I'm not, said Darius. Here's another Valentine we could do for Darius. I'll treat you better than I'll treat my EpiPen. Because I'll bring you places.
I won't forget you at home.
Yeah. There you go. I got another good one for Darius, Toby, if you want to work on this one. Darius. They call me dad. You can call me daddy.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Man, that is suggestive. That's implying you want some relations.
I don't know that we were doing edgy ones, Grant. I didn't know we were doing that.
I think we could do a little edgy. I think this is these are legal things to say on
the
radio.
Sure, yeah, fine by me.
You might not be the Texans, but I will secretly love you. Because, you know, Darius actually
loves the Texans,
More than he likes all the other teams.
Texans. Yeah. This is true, yeah.
We sleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
He was so excited anytime we saw a Texan on Radio Row. Commander, not so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was so steamed up to see Nico Collins.
I was like, there's Brian Robinson. He's like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's Will Anderson.
Did you know Will Anderson's here? Where?
Where?
Where? Where is he?
Where is he?
All of a sudden, he was Batman. Lastly, for Darius, I'm leaving the Madden League, looking for something else to stream.
Mm-mm-mm.
How about that?
Spicy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick you out of my Madden League, girl.
That's pretty good. Know? That's a good Valentine. So if you want a Darius Valentine, they will be available in short order.
That is very nice.
All right, Tobes. Clary is out today, so we'll just skip over him. Although I got to say, the material writes itself, right? You had no. Did you have any problems coming up with Clary Valentines?
No, matter of fact, I could have made as many Clary Valentines as the rest of us combined in about 30 minutes.
Tell the people what your favorite Clary Valentine was, please.
Colony Grill and Chill.
Amazing.
Colony Grill and Chill?
Amazing.
Pretty damn good.
Amazing.
Pretty good. All right, I'll go next. What do you got for me, Tobes?
Are you a fourth liner? Because I think I'm in love.
Yeah. That fits. Ooh. That fits.
I like it.
Are you Matt Hendricks?
Guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going to be on the Capitals in a few months? Can I buy your sweater?
Are you going to stay below 10 points the whole year?
Right. If you're going to get 8 points this year, not be a defenseman, get scratched despite being healthy at least four times, and definitely not play next season, I'll buy your sweater.
Is your aspiration to be on the second line penalty kill?
Do we have any Valentines yet for Danny?
We've been working on one, and I think we've got a good one. I think we've got a winner.
Oh, Grant. Very good. We're ready to post this one on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account and on the 106.7 The Fan Grant and Danny Facebook page.
We had to workshop some, but I think we settled on a winner. And it says, with a beautiful picture of Mr. Daniel Ruye, I'll be the commander of your heart.
Oh, damn it.
That's good.
You bastards.
I'll be the commander of your heart. There's a left hand up joke, I think, as well in there.
Sure.
But we're going to leave that one on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stings a little bit.
That one we'll leave.
That stings a little bit.
How about when I'm not playing pickleball, I'm thinking of you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about I usually don't go around the posts on the first game with a new partner, but I'm making an exception with you.
Look at this. You're using ATPs. Look at you.
In fairness, Toby and I did Google.
You guys looked it up. I know.
Pickleball pickup lines.
Yeah. You're welcome in my kitchen.
Well, we were trying. That was one that we saw. Mm-hmm. We did. Another one I liked for you that we couldn't. What was the thing we were thinking, Toby? He played third base.
Yeah. Can we get to third base? Something along those lines.
We didn't know if it was known enough that you were a third baseman by trade.
Right.
But I think, did I tell you I was a college baseball player?
Have I mentioned that a lot?
Something like that.
I'd like to over-talk about you like I do my college career. Something like that. My Tuesday night pickup stats will be better with you. I don't know, something like that, maybe?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got these are
good.
What's amazing about these is just how official and formal they look.
Yeah.
So you can go check them out on these socials.
You spend $1 million at CVS on an upticked Hallmark thing.
Right. You want to buy a $17 card that's pre-written and has nothing to do with your relationship? Or do you want to cut this out?
Yeah, all proceeds go to the Toby Altizer Fund, which is not a nonprofit, it's just Toby.
And there are no proceeds.
Right, that's my point, yeah.
Because they're pretty free, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have fun with those. And good work to Toby, for sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
It's too bad Clary's not here today.
That is true, by the way. Taking off on Valentine's Day? Does anyone have any questions about that?
Oh, I do. I got a lot of questions. Now, he's my buddy. I'm just pushing forward. He took off yesterday and today, the 13th and 14th of February. Now, when I said, wait a second, because I didn't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
I come back from being sick yesterday, and they're like, well, Clary's out. I was like, oh, no. I'm ready. I'm already starting the text. Buddy, did I get you sick? I'm sorry. They're like, no. He just took off today and tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, wait a second. It's Valentine's Day. I've never heard of anyone taking off for 2 days for Valentine's Day. But the claim, I believe, is he's helping someone move. So is someone moving internationally?
It's a 2-day move? Are they moving to another nation?
They must have flown out last night.
Yeah.
And they must be flying back today, I'm guessing. Also, I've helped a lot of people move. That's normally a meet you at your place at like 9 or 10 in the morning thing. Maybe I could see you having to take off a day of work for somebody to move. Maybe. Even that's a little bit aggressive.
Yeah.
When you work afternoon, evening. Because you could always take a break or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I got a job,
right.
Whatever. 2 days, man.
Hmm.
Valentine's Day for a guy who's just loves love like Clary does.
Yeah.
That would be my Valentine's Day card for Clary. I love love.
I love you like I love love. It's this 2 days around Valentine's Day is a little fillet of. You know what I mean? It's a little fishy.
Oh.
A little bit. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. The move cover may have been yesterday.
Yeah.
But what's today? What's today?
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.